Hi, Grandma and Grandpa in Denver.
Hi, Grandma and Grandpa.
Gee, here it is. The 25th now.
Hi, Grandma and Grandpa.
I guess it's today's
the 28th.
28th of January. That means it's been a whole month since that wonderful, wonderful Christmas we had back there in the snow country. Oh, we all had such a very good time back there, and we want to thank you so much for everything. It was so darn much fun that we keep thinking about it. The pictures were all developed, and really they came out quite good. I have some very, very nice ones of up in the mountains there, where we went up to see the Winter Park ski area. Those and the kids and everything are very nice. I realize I didn't get any pictures of you guys this time back there, though.
Today I went to the dentist.
Oh yeah, I did have one of Mark and Dad standing together. It came out real nice, and that's a nice picture. Oh yeah, you went to the dentist today. What do you want to say?
Well, I had some x-ray, so the other day I went to the dentist, and I got to see him today, and there's some big, huge teeth coming in.
Big, huge teeth, your two front teeth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't lost your other ones yet, but you see in your x-rays those two big ones coming in, and what on the bottom?
Well, another one on the bottom.
Oh, you're going to have a whole mouthful of new teeth pretty soon. Well, we thank you so much for that nice Christmas. The pillows here look very nice on our couch. Many people comment about them when they come in, wonder where we got such nice pillows. And everything was so good with Fern and Don, too. We had such a good time over there. Haven't had a chance to shoot any pool since then, but we did have a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun watching the Super Bowl game. We're real thrilled to see it come out the way it did. Kansas City beat them so handily, and I'm sure that you guys were all interested in that too. We really haven't gone too many places since we've been back here and there to a movie and so forth, but most time we've been spent home. Dad's sitting here working on the plans for the house as much as he can. We decide we've got to get going right away or else we won't be able to get moved in by fall. We don't even know if we'll be able to build yet. We haven't been down to try to check on financing or anything, but when that step comes, we may decide to forget it all, as costly as financing will be. And did you guys have such a nice time back in Denver?
Yes.
Yeah, it was really neat back there.
Mark got a lot of things to get ready to go camping this month. He even got himself a pair of what kind of underwear?
Thermal
underwear. And what color are they?
Red.
Yeah, look real good Boy Scouting in those red thermal underwear. But what happened to your camping trip?
My camping trip? What, you mean the one? We didn't go. Oh, yeah. I was wondering, we were all ready, and my friend, I wasn't all packed, but my friend was all packed and ready to go on this camp out. And then, so my patrol leader calls up and tells us that we have to pay $2 for the food and everything. Say, oh yeah, okay, we'll pay $2. And then I think him, was it the patrol leader? Well, the patrol leader called back again and said that they canceled the camp out. And the next day I got a little notice saying they canceled the camp out due to conflicts, stuff like that.
Yeah, camp out, conflicts and everything. Say, I don't know if you've heard or not, right after, about a week ago, we got a short note from Paul T. Grotenheis saying that they had intended to come up and see us at Christmas time while we were in Denver, but just the week before Christmas, they had to go to Phoenix in as much as Paul's mother had passed away. And I didn't know if you'd heard that or not. And this evidently that Betty was over in Phoenix at the time. Mom, what do you think about being back here after all that nice cold weather?
Well, I'll tell you, that was one of the nicest Christmases I think that we've ever spent. The kids loved it, and we did too, and it was just wonderful. Fun getting to be with you and everything. Thanks so much.
Yeah, we hope that we'll be able to do that again sometime before very long. Hope you're feeling pretty good now, or feeling better and able to get around and so forth, and then you have a chance to enjoy all that nice cold weather that you have back there. I did go up to San Francisco on the 10th of January, I believe it was, decided not to take Pat along because we'd been traveling back to Denver and everything, and so I went up early in the morning, spent the evening, and then I stayed all night and spent the evening with Larry. Of course, you remember Larry's brother, Roe, and his wife, Roe's older daughter, named Roe Ann after Roe and his first wife, Ann. Girl's probably 22 years, well, she's probably about 21 or 22 now. But Larry said that just before Christmas, she wasn't feeling too good and went down to the doctor for a routine checkup, and they rushed her to the hospital right away, and that she had had cancer also, and they operated on her. And evidently it's the female organ some way. This is what Ann died from. And of course the whole family is quite upset about it now, and she seems to be all right now, but it takes time. It's only been Christmas, she's home now, and needless to say, takes time to know about that type of an operation. She'll be taking x-ray treatments for the next few months and so forth, so the Santa family's upset. Larry's mother's still all right. And Larry's older brother now is, he's out of high school. He's actually running a teenage nightclub up there. That's his business. He decided not to go to school, which I'm sorry to hear. Someday, 20 years from now, he'll probably wish that he had. Anyway, it looks like we're starting to get almost to the end of this side of the tape, and there's still a few minutes on here, though. And I've been talking an awfully lot. Have you guys been having fun? I guess Maria went through her birthday, her 41st birthday. It seemed like I've got an awfully lot of friends out here this year that are all hitting their 40th. It's kind of an interesting thing. Also, everybody seems to react about the same way.
Well, I don't know when this tape is going to run out, so I don't know whether I should start something on this side or not. Well, anyway, I was going to say tomorrow I'm going to a meeting. The structural engineers group is having their first meeting, and I was the head of the bylaw committee, so we have to present the bylaws and get them taken care of and so forth, and I'm up for nomination for treasurer, so we'll see tomorrow what happens.
Yeah, that's the wife getting all involved again in engineering affairs and social clubs and so far. They've done quite an interesting job. This trip to San Francisco is for the structural engineers, and they've done an awful lot of work in the state. In fact, they're responsible for the way buildings are designed all across the country so far as earthquakes are concerned, and even around the world. A lot of California engineers have more or less decided that.